On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Well, there's only one story dominating the update this lunchtime. Boris Johnson has won the race to become the new Prime Minister.
We know the mantra of the campaign that has just gone by. In case you've forgotten it, you probably have. It is deliver Brexit, unite the country and defeat Jeremy Corbyn. And that is what we're going to do.
He's beaten Jeremy Hunt to be named the Conservative Party leader. The favourite in the contest to replace Theresa May received 66% of the vote among Tory members and insists people know his party will deliver. But he also jokes he's updating his original campaign message.
Sam Wagg has already pointed out that deliver, unite and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energise. I say to all the doubters, dude.
Well, one of his supporters and Theresa May's former effective deputy, Ashford MP Damian Green, says this day has been a long time coming.
When I was involved with Theresa's campaign for the leadership in 2016, I always thought at that point it was Boris's to lose until he lost it then. So I think there have been various points where it's looked quite likely that Boris would be Prime Minister.
Sevenoaks MP Sir Michael Fallon is also looking forward to having Mr Johnson as PM.
What Boris will be laying down from the start is restoring the principle of collective responsibility, that anybody who joins his government, and this will be a new government, a fresh government, must be committed to the task. And that task is completing Brexit.
Well, he has only just been elected, but Boris has got his work cut out before MPs break for the summer on Thursday. Our political editor, Paul Francis, says appointing the cabinet is going to be a tricky job.
The party is split on Brexit. It's polarised between those who want to stay and those who want to leave. And the job of the winning candidate is to try and balance all those needs in the government. And it'll be interesting to see if any Kent MPs get the job.
So what do you think about it all? We've been chatting to people in Rochester High Street.
We're avid Remainers. We think that Boris is unfit for purpose.
Probably he'll... He might be a bit more entertaining in the way he messes it up.
They need to do a general election and see what the country thinks of him.
Well, Mr Johnson will officially get the keys to number 10 tomorrow after Theresa May holds her last Prime Minister's questions. You can head to kentonline.co.uk for more reaction on this story throughout the afternoon.
KMFM News.
Some more news in brief, and £30,000 has been found in a car that was abandoned on the A249 in Kent following a police chase. Officers tried to stop the Ford Focus on the Sittingbourne-bound carriageway late on Sunday night before it hit the central reservation. Two men were found hiding in undergrowth. A 42 and 35-year-old have been arrested. More than 200 cannabis plants have been found being grown at a house in Sittingbourne. Police were sent to Burley Road after getting reports of a strong smell. They discovered plants being grown in several rooms, including the loft and basement. A 16-year-old boy was arrested but later released without charge. Now, it's feared upping fines for people caught spraying graffiti in Canterbury won't actually solve the problem. Yesterday, we told you council bosses are increasing the penalty from £80 to £150 in a bid to reduce the amount of tags around the city. But Lib Dem councillor Michael Dixie isn't convinced it'll work.
Increasing the fines, the council fines, from £80 to £150 will achieve very little, because I don't think they've caught a single person, fined a single person in the last 12 months.
47 fines have been issued in the past 5 years, but it's thought most of those were issued to people caught fly posting rather than tagging.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Cash has been stolen from a donation pot at Dover Museum. Police are trying to identify two people seen in the area on Friday night. The front door of the Roman painted house in New Street was also damaged. And a Canterbury schoolboy has lived out his dream after having a kickabout with one of the best footballers of all time. 11-year-old Mackenzie O'Neill was on holiday with his mum in the Caribbean when Lionel Messi invited him to join in with a game on the beach. The Barcelona star even posed for a picture. You can see it at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
England World Cup winning cricketer Ben Stokes says he's flattered to be nominated for New Zealander of the Year, but feels others deserve it more. The all-rounder was born in New Zealand but moved to England when he was 12. He thinks Kane Williamson should get the prize. He captained the New Zealand team England beat in that epic final. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.